USA Radio News.
Rescuers are plucking residents from flooded homes as North Carolina's swollen rivers are reaching record or near-record crests from the epic rain that was unleashed by Florence. Rescue crews have just recovered the body of a one-year-old boy who was swept away by flooded waters in Union County in North Carolina. The child had slipped from his mother's grasp. In Jacksonville,
everything is just in total disarray.
Randy Johnson left his home 2 days ago when the water got too high. Doug Clark and his family are among the tens of thousands who've evacuated their homes in Fayetteville.
The things that we left behind, hopefully they'll make it through the storm, but we've got the things that are important here with us.
The Cape Fear River there is predicted to crest at 30 feet above flood stage. The road in and out of Wilmington has been cut off with high flood water. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Democrats are calling for a delay in the confirmation vote for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to investigate a woman's claim that he sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh flatly denies the allegations by California professor Christine Blasey Ford. Democrat Dick Durbin from Illinois is on the Judiciary Committee and is hoping to delay the Thursday vote.
I think all of us want to make sure at the end of the day that we are fair to both Judge Kavanaugh and to Dr. Ford and let the facts speak for themselves.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on the FBI to reopen the background check on Kavanaugh. British authorities say two people became sick when eating at a restaurant in Salisbury, the same city where a former Russian agent and his daughter were poisoned. The restaurant and surrounding roads were closed off for an investigation. Britain has charged two men in absentia for the poisoning that Sergei and Yulia Skripal survived. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Despite the tremendous impact from the hurricane, the flooding from Florence will only have minimal pressure on the prices for gasoline this week. John Clemens reports.
Oil deliveries and refining operations may be impacted by the power outages, while the flooding will keep many motors from moving. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price will be up only slightly this week.
Well, we've seen gas prices inch a little bit higher over the last week. The national average posted a rise of 0.7 cents, rising close to $2.85 per gallon.
Another factor is that this is the first week of the changeover to the cheaper winter blend as the EPA relaxes some of the standards for emissions. I'm John Clemens.
Author Bob Woodward took to the Sunday talk shows to promote his new book, Fear. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Woodward tells CNN's Fareed Zakaria's GPS show that he has recordings with nearly everyone he interviewed for his book.
With people who were participants, and the agreement with the sources was, I'm not going to name you, but I'm going to use this information if I can verify it. And so I was able to do that.
Woodward said that in his 2 years of investigating for his book, Fear, he found no evidence of collusion or espionage between Trump and Russia. Woodward said he looked for it hard and yet turned up nothing. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.